Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
So yeah, that's your job. Get in there, crack that baby open, and get to work.
Sounds great.
Get to work.
I dig it.
So when do we start?
Well, I mean, hey, you can get to it right now if you want.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, what else you guys doing today?
Helping you. That's what we're here for.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, you might be out there for a few days. I don't know how big a job this is. So, you know, bring some snacks. Have Sunny make you up some bento boxes.
That's a good point. We should probably pack food.
Yeah.
Pack a lunch.
Yeah, man. Go for it.
Crazy.
And just send me a message when you're done. Don't get eaten by any space cicadas or anything. And we'll settle up. We'll figure out what I can solve for, and I'll get you your checks as soon as I clear a sale. All right.
All right.
All right, you guys. Yeah, you crazy cats. You guys have fun. You're gonna have so much fun out there. I wish I could come with you, but I'm real busy. Goes back to scrolling through catalogs. Man, things are so expensive these days. Oh boy.
All right, so we're heading over to the shuttle.
Yeah, there's several ways that you can get out there, but from Little Akaton, there's like a, oh gosh, they actually have this in the AP. It's the name of like a an Uber-like rideshare shuttle called U-Go, U-Go, and that is, you can take it straight from Little Akaton. You'll just take a few levels elevator ride from here, and boom, bing, bang, boom, you are automatically taken out to where you need to get to.
All right, sounds like fun. Does anybody want to do any shopping before we go? I bought some gear for the trip, but I don't think so.
Yeah,
we're all good? Okay, let's boogie.
Wow. Oh, man, record time. Yeah, you guys pop in the elevator. Do you have a chit-chat you want to go through as it's going very slow and you have some boring muzak to listen to here? Anything you want to talk about? What you're good at, your roles here, what you excel at as classes or characters? Sound like some of you had some magical capabilities.
I'll strike up a conversation with Cry Cry, because I just want to talk. I want to talk shop about you know, how we're gonna, well, what we're gonna do, how we're gonna keep everybody safe on the mission, and mm-hmm. and see what he's bringing to the table in terms of kit, and in terms of like, I mean, when I say kit, I really just mean like, what's your deal? Like, how are we gonna do this? And I say, watch what I can do, and I become slightly less noticeable. Your eyes just gloss over me. It's almost like you don't want to look at me. It's like I'm not very interesting or something.
Wait, did you say that one of your things is that you can conceal?
Yeah, that's actually my ability. I become concealed to people who are like near me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I guess Cry Cry responds by just turning the lights off around his body, and he also becomes concealed.
Ah, look at that.
Oh, we're buddies.
Yeah, we got it. We got it now. They'll never see us coming.
Never.
One of my favorite stories from the X-Men is an X-Man whose superpower is being forgotten by everyone he interacts with. Like, as soon as they're not looking at him, they forget who he is, called Forget Me Not. And it was funny side story where he's like, he's been with the X-Men like the entire time, but like no one remembers who he is.
He also looked like just this doofy dude. Like, he was balding and had a scraggly mustache and beard. And
he was just a guy. Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, so
as we're making our way to the ship, Zinko has her comm unit out and has space maps pulled up with navigation to get to the ship, and probably everybody else in the party knows exactly where they go and where they're going, but poor little Zinko has end of eight but I mean, not int, sorry, Wiz of 8. Or rather, let's see, it's not 8 anymore, right? What is it now?
-1.
Just -1. All right, -1 wisdom.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue like innovate.
But she is very good with computers, so she relies heavily on technology as a result.
Okay, well, even in the elevator that you're in, you get pretty good Absalom Station infosphere connection, so you can bring up the map to the exact bay that you're going to. What's a funny number we haven't had for a docking bay before?
69. Nice.
I think the anti joke would be, it's like, you're in docking bay number one. It's the first one as soon as you get off the elevator. There's two docking bays, so each that it's like 50-50. Right. Yeah, so as you're heading down, you hear a metal whining noise, and the elevator screeches to a dead stop. The music stops playing, and maybe more interesting, the infosphere connection that you had, Zenko, dies. Just goes bloop. It's no longer connected.
Oh no!
0 bars.
My Ted Lasso.
Scally pulls out his weapon.
Oh gosh. Are you gonna shoot the elevator, Drew?
No, but
are you gonna shoot everyone else?
When you've been in his line of work, you get ready for, you know, what you have to do.
There is a pregnant pause where you hear a weapon being drawn in the elevator, but then there's a blaring alarm, and then from your comm units, from the elevator's speaker, you hear a robotic voice say, warning, malfunction detected. The elevator shakes, and all of a sudden this alarm sound, this klaxon sound, morphs into what sounds like a wordless scream that spikes dread into your spinal cord. Every nerve kind of tenses up, and you remember this dream that you had. All of a sudden, the millions of screams all at once, the lights in the elevator flicker and then go out and then blaze to an unbearable brightness, searing into your eyes the image of a floating tentacled monstrosity.
No, I've already got one of those in the elevator with us.
Yeah, it's like, move out of the way, cry. We're trying to see the elevator here. As soon as all this happens, it goes dark. It seems like the power goes out in the elevator.
Oh my gosh.
Bum, bum, bum.
Anybody got a light?
I have a comm unit.
All right.
Zenko turns on the flashlight on her phone.
Oh, you need light. Light appears. Magical light.
Oh my gosh. What a crazy description of magic, Tyler. Oh, you need light? I got light. I got a magical light.
Oh, well, there you go. There's a orb of light. There you go.
I like it. Okay, good.
Bright light, 20-foot radius, dim light for the next 20.
Did you just pull a quarter from behind
my ear? It's a color of my choice, and just because Cry wants to be petty, it's salmon.
Oh, yeah, that's good
stuff. Oh, man, it really washes out Scally's skin. Oh, it's so hard to see Scally now.
Let's see. Let's take a look at this, what do you call it? Elevator. Yeah, let's look at the elevator and see.
Yeah, does the elevator have like an electrical panel or something? I mean, if there's no electricity, I don't know that there's anything you can do with it. But maybe
we can like pop the door open. We can get it to like, we can manually open the door or something.
There's like maybe a small light coming from an access panel. Like you can see just like a sliver of it between the elevator and the panel's door. So there might be some kind of emergency power, but the power in the elevator itself seems to be completely gone. You don't hear any mechanical sounds.
Yeah, I'm looking for like something maybe more like mechanical that we could interact with.
Is there nothing in the elevator that looks mechanical?
An emergency door, like at the top, you know, to climb up and
yes,
sing for Rajaka as we climb up the tube.
Yes, right. There's a panel on the top of the elevator. that I don't know. You can try and climb up there and push it open. It'd be like a acrobatics.
Guess who has a climb speed?
Athletics check.
Oh, is it Cry Cry?
Yeah, I was about to say. Drew's got one.
Man, y'all are making my character not be able to do anything.
you climb it up with how many arms you give in this one? Are you going to try and show off or?
No, so I am a scrabbler, Skittermander, and y'all are going to hate this, but I actually have 4 legs and 4 arms instead of 6 arms and 2 legs.
I don't like this at all. I hate this. Personally, I've known about this for 2 days, and I do not like it.
Let's see if is there even art of this?
I don't know.
This abomination.
I don't want art of this. It skeeves me out.
It's like a little fuzzy little spider.
I mean, it sounds
you're really
like
Barry in the lead there.
Well, no, four
yeah,
legs.
Sorry, I shouldn't mention that.
4 legs makes it more like a furry centaur.
Mm, yeah,
it's Skittermander yes. Goro, and I don't like it.
It is. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Well, Rebecca, you climbing up, opening up the
yeah. Door?
Okay. Well, anything to
help my crew.
No athletics check needed. If you've got to climb speed, you just pop on up.
Rebecca, you created this character. Did you also buy rope?
No, because I can climb.
Well, I didn't buy rope because I thought you were going to buy rope.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. This is such a rope-based adventure. You guys are dead.
Cry has rope if you need it.
Oh.
The entire adventure takes place in the elevator shaft. Rope is really needed.
Yeah. So let them know if you need rope.
No. Are you climbing up there, opening it up?
Yes.
Zinko. Yeah. As you pop open the door, like the access panel to the elevator shaft, it opens up into the vast darkness of space. The elevator is in a void of darkness. You see nary a Absalom station or a sun, just a inky field of blackness and crazy, crazy space clouds. Orange and blue space clouds. It's not even purple and green. You're way out of your element here.
Do we need to activate environmental protections? Yeah,
this thing is way off brand.
What you need to do is roll in the initiative turn order for me. Because as soon as you open that door and, I don't know, let all the air out, maybe. No, as this happens, the elevator surges forward with what seems like a magical acceleration, and you feel your stomach drop out from under you as it begins to fall uncontrollably. Magical sparks light up this small chamber and fly from the control panel. And you see what looks like right outside, sparks of all kinds lighting up the 4 corners of the elevator, Zinko. Right, so yeah, you were doing a athletics style thing. If Zinko wants to use athletics instead of perception for the initiative roll, Drew, this is something that that happens in second edition. You can use other skills besides perception for initiative checks if you're doing like another skill.
I guess that explains the pull down menu. I mean, that makes sense. Like if you're trying to sneak up on somebody, that you would use stealth for initiative, you know,
in just such a thing. Yeah.
Okay, I updated my initiative accordingly.
Yeah, I clicked on my dude, but it didn't make my. Oh, I just clicked on perception, didn't I? Not on initiative.
You did. Well, that's probably what you want.
That's what it was.
Oh, well.
Yeah, good thing I rolled the 9.
But it doesn't matter. Either way, it looks like you're probably at the bottom of the initiative turn order here. But I'm adding into the initiative turn order malfunctioning elevator, which is a lot of fun.
It seems like it's doing a lot more than malfunctioning, if I'm being honest here.
Let's see here.
Like it's going bad in a lot of ways. It seems.
Better put the fun in malfunction.
Put the funk in it. Funky town.
Elevator.
Right. So as soon as a creature tampers with the elevator, it plummets down And can you do? Everyone, make me a reflex save. Reflex save. And now is the time that I mention. You're starting with a hero point. And then basically after every encounter, major encounter, you're going to get another hero point in this campaign.
And what is a hero point?
Weakness. We've gone over it just a few times in the few times you've played second edition, Drew. But instead of level rerolls that we have in Starfighter and Cosmic Crit, which are not actually in the game, instead of episode rerolls, hero point, you can have up to three of them at one time on your character. And you can use them to reroll any d20. So any d20 roll, you can't reroll a d12 for damage or whatever. Any d20 that you roll, and that could be a mischance, it could be a save, it could be a skill check. You just take the second result. So, right. So give me... Oh, we've got all the rolls in, it looks like. And this is pretty low reflex save. It looks like the only one getting battered about is Verdumph, who has failed here. And you are getting the clumsy 2 condition, which means like a -2 to a lot of dexterity based things. Everyone else has succeeded except for Zinko, who is getting a critical success.
Yay!
Cry and Scally maybe get jostled against the side of the elevator. You are clumsy 1 for 1 round. Clumsy 1.
All right, that's not bad.
What does that mean?
clumsy 1, like I said, is just a -1 to dex based stuff. Basically for this entire round. And let me double check. So you see these sharks shooting out as this thing plummets downward. Let's go in the initiative turn order here, and Tyler, Cry is up first. What would you like to do?
I'm sorry, did you say sharks?
No.
I think he meant sparks. I think he meant sparks.
Sparks fly.
Okay.
You did say sharks fly. And it was kind of great. I was like, yay. Oh, sparks. He meant sparks.
All right. You guys know that I can and will bring a shark token out and make this reality. Anything I say is canon. I'm God here. A shark joins the initiative. A shark comes through the hole at the top of the elevator and is really out of its element, but is going to try and punch it. No. What do you want to do, Tyler?
Just to be clear, because I might have missed it, is the elevator still falling, or
are
we?
Oh yes, crashed? We are. Still. We are initiative turn order because this is happening in a matter of seconds.
I don't really have anything in my skill set for plummeting elevator.
You did not think this was going to be the campaign was elevator based magic requirements.
No.
Yeah, unfortunately, the elevator's not living. I'll give you that much. So not a lot of spells working on it.
No, that's true.
Do you think you might be able to aid someone if they were able to hatch a plan?
Perhaps. I guess I'll just hold.
Yeah, that's fine too. We'll see if the ultimate helper, who's next in the turn order, Zinko with Rebecca. Becca.
I'm super lost here. Like, what am I supposed to do? I've got a gun and I've got a bunch of skills to make people space. Like me.
Oh boy.
But I don't think that'll work on an elevator.
Can you repair lore? Can you make the elevator like you?
Can I?
Quick, give it 2 arms and 2 legs. It'll make it like you.
Can I try to pilot it?
Ow.
grab on and, I don't know, swing my teeny tiny weight around to try to steer it. I don't know. No,
as it continues to fall here, the walls become solid. You are not out in space, but you are in some kind of fragmentary world as you see an elevator shaft around you that disappears into another realm, maybe into mist, going through what looks like some kind of magical mumbo jumbo. Pilot is probably not a possibility because you are indeed still on some kind of rails heading straight down.
Okay.
If you wanna pass the buck and hold as well, no one's gonna stop you. No one's gonna. You all were really thrown into this adventure. Someone's gotta have a like I said, elevator repair lore. Can't believe it. Did no one read my instruction to take the weirdest possible lore you could think of? No, do you want to hold? Maybe Drew's got the answer. Drew.
So I'm seeing a bunch of new skills that I don't know, that I'm not trained in. Can I roll occultism to see if I can find out why this elevator is...
Is it ghosts?
Plummeting through the sheer fabric of the universe, apparently.
Great question.
Or arcana?
Make me an occultism check. Boy, howdy.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's crazy. I've got a DC up for occultism. It's nuts. So you ain't got no clue. That's only one action. Is there something else you want to try?
Is there? Can I roll perception to see if I can find any kind of control panel or anything like that?
Yes. I think you guys have already identified the control panel that's now spitting sparks out at you. So is there a skill you want to try to work on the panel?
Well, I would have said engineering, but is engineering a thing?
No, son. No, that's some whack one-y you be talking. Unless you're talking about engineering lore. But what skills you got, buddy?
Maybe computers, then?
Computers? There's not really a computer here. Do you have a computer on you? Okay, well, I don't know.
What about crafting, Drew? Do you have crafting?
Again, I don't know what these skills are, gang. Stop targeting me.
Oh, if anyone had them. Well, I'm going to look at your character sheet, Drew. I'm sneaking a peek.
I don't have anything in crafting because I didn't know that was going to be so useful. So I chose a different theme. I chose shooting people at point blank range as my theme. And so right now, Scally wants to shoot the sparking control panel with his gun.
Yeah, I mean, that is always an option in Starfinder. So go ahead and make a shot.
Some Cade 6 technology troubleshooting.
That's an 18 to hit.
Yep. So we're doing damage here, and you're trying to get past the hardness of the steel panel.
Hang on, because I get a little bit of a bonus to point blank stuff.
It's probably good that you took that gun out. That saved you a whole action this round. Is this like another D6, or is this like a little bonus? Because I don't know if this will be enough to get through the furnace rolled here.
So again, and our operatives are different. I've got an exploit and an enhanced exploit, so I don't know whether I get this at the enhanced at level one.
Probably not.
But
probably not.
What does it say?
It doesn't look like this is enough damage to
enhanced
burn.
Enhanced exploit
through.
Is level 9, so no, yeah. I don't get it yet.
But I mean, you have tried enough.
Doesn't look like it's enough to burn through. It looks like you've done 2 damage.
Yeah, right? It's great damage. It's fantastic damage.
Okay, well, you can make a second attack if you want with your third action.
Let's do it.
Bingo, bango, even less damage. It looks like this pistol is just grazing the outer surface of the panel here. Doesn't do anything. Jibbert with Verdunth. What would you like to do?
Oh, boy. All right, let's see here. So I've got some abilities around recalling knowledge. Let's see. Let me look at my ability here. Anchor benefit. Small part of you that still exists in another realm. Okay, so that one just means I can... I don't know what that... Okay, I don't know why I would do that. Knowledge check sounds like a good idea to me. Hmm?
Occultism?
I mean, I was going to say crafting. Try to...
Oh, yeah.
Try to put the brakes on this thing.
Yeah, look at the console, look at the panel, see if you can figure something out.
Yeah, if there's like a manual break or something, maybe. Sure. Or an emergency stop falling button.
Yeah, man, that would be so useful if there was.
Ooh, 27?
Ooh, natural 20.
That's something?
Yeah, that's something. yeah, you like do a little Fonzie punch on the console here, and some wires pop out, and you just like tie them together. You don't even like open up the leads. You just tie the wires together, and it's like apparently that's all I needed. the sparks die down, and the descent of the elevator begins to slow.
Whew. Oh, Thank goodness.
Noltuk.
Good thing I took elevator lore.
Oh my gosh. And my grandpapa said that 10 years of elevator repair school was going to be a waste and I would go into debt for decades after. But who's laughing now? You guys are all alive and
who's laughing now, grandpa?
Right, as the elevator begins to slowly glide down and the automated doors open with a pleasant chime as you head on down to what looks like a hallway.
There we go. Is everyone else just like on the station just like behaving normally? It was just for it's just a harrowing moment for us. Everyone else is just like eating their fish and chips.
Yeah, no, it seems pretty empty here. You don't see anybody. You don't see the level that you were trying to get to here. You're looking at a strange hallway, the bulkheads. The design looks similar but strange, and as you look down here, it does look like you're on a lower level of the spike, but it is unlike one you've never seen before. It looks very clean, maybe free of blemishes and scrapes. Still some graffiti here and there and maybe a little bit of trash, but there's not like centuries of grime, which is and rust and things like you've seen in most of the spike. All the ceiling here and this hallway in front of you is 40 feet high. You see some up a level, maybe 20 feet or so, some scaffolding. The doors, the floors, just about everything here, it's made a pretty solid Absalom Station steel.
Even the bed sores.
As you, I don't know if you want to try the elevator again, but it doesn't seem to be working. What would you guys like to do?
Well, might want to pull out that sandwich that we got at the restaurant and maybe start eating some lunch, because I don't think we're gonna make it to that ship.
No, you guys live here now.
what does the graffiti say?
It's like arrows and stuff. Maybe maybe one of them is like an arrow and says not this way or something like that. Doesn't look like super old or faded.
Can I probably use some of my piracy lore to see if I can figure out what the arrows mean?
You'd have to pop out of the elevator, head on down the hallway if you want to do that.
Yeah, definitely want to get off of the elevator. So,
okay, everyone else with this galley?
Might as well.
Sure.
You see as you move into like a nexus corridor of some type there. It's dark here, so your light, Cry, will be required, but you do see what looks like a light flickering in the center of the room you move forward towards. As you go to it and pick it up, you see it's a pretty cheap flashlight with a commercial battery that says it still has a few hours of charge left, and the words "Ghost Tour" is engraved on the plastic handle.
The words what?
Ghost Tour.
Ghost Tour. T-O-U-R.
Oh. Tour. Let's point it under our chins so that we make a spooky face with the shadows.
As you're making spooky noises in the scally, you're taking a look at this graffiti. You see maybe a few kind of fast food wrappers and things like that, like snack plastic here along the grated floor. And it looks just to be an arrow that says "not this way" written on it. Doesn't seem to have like a gang tag, or it's very simple kind of spray paint. But as you move forward, you catch a glimpse down the hallway and hear maybe a mechanical whirring noise as something moves. Moves down the hallway here, and you see looking down that way, maybe throwing your flashlight or magical light in that direction, the outline of what looks like a mechanical robot that seems to be slowly backing up and then driving kind of full speed into a wall over and over again. Just
I'm going to approach it and see if I can figure out what's going wrong with this here robot.
As you step closer to you, it stops and does a in the darkness, a slow, creepy turn in your direction. So, you hear in your comms and from several directions, not just the one in front of you, a chorus of mechanical voices, frenetic beeping that says, "It is awake. It is awake.
I turn around. I turn around and I run back to my friends as quickly as I can."
Oh, we are. I've got you here in the middle of the map. Can you see down this hallway here?
Let's see. Can I? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming we're rolling initiative again.
You're going to look at these robots and you're going to say, "Hey, they look like combatants of some sort." Yes, it's more initiative combat roll time. Go ahead and
can't stop me.
You can roll some initiative. You can, if you have another skill you're thinking about, go ran ahead.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can I use size up to spend a minute observing this robot, or will that not work because it's a robot?
Well, I don't think you have a full minute from when you saw them to when they're coming at you now with what do they got here? What do they got?
Okay.
It looks like one arm is a giant, like, claw, like kind of crusher claw. And the other seems to have a acetic blowtorch.
Well, that's not
like
a deal.
Like a chemical welding torch on it. Boom. Ooh, Rebecca. Another natural 20 here. We got it on initiative. Somehow, still not first in the turn order. That can't be right. Rebecca, you got more than plus two, right? Oh no, you have a negative one to whiz.
Negative one.
I forgot. Never mind. You are indeed rocking it too. Huh. And then, well, everyone rolled pretty darn well. I'm just guessing. I'm not gonna be able to beat this, but who knows? High numbers happen for the DM too. Not today though. Yeah, you hear a number of robots coming in your direction. First up is Verdunth.
I'm gonna spend my first action running back to my friends.
you can have done that before they kind of are able to turn around completely. So I've got you guys in the center of a hallway that looks like it has like five or six different pathways off of it, and down a few of these corridors you can hear and or see robots coming at you, robots in disguise, if you will.
All right. And then I will, let's see. So when I roll initiative, I activate my quantum field. So I'm shimmering kind of in and out of existence here.
How fancy. Look at you.
Yeah. Look at me go.
How wide is your field here at level one? You're playing a witch warper.
Witch warper.
What's the radius?
It is 15 feet. So anyone who attacks me within 15 feet, here, I can put a little.
I'm already doing it if you want.
Oh, go for it. Yeah. Anyone sort of within that who attacks me, I'm concealed from them.
Okay.
And let's see. This is maybe an opportunity to do something fun. Well, maybe I won't do that. Maybe I'll just shoot with my gun. I like to shoot. I can shoot. I have a gun.
You got a gun, huh?
I got a gun. Where is my laser pistol? Plus four on the attack. So I will roll d20 plus four. 16 against, hey. Let's call it, let's see, which one was running into the wall? The one down here, the one over on
I think
the-
you were closest, yeah, to this one towards the kind of southeast corridor.
Yeah, so I'll fire at that one with a laser pistol for 1 point of fire damage. I presume 16 is a hit. But.
16 is a hit, yes. You scorch it with a laser blast, but it seems to still be coming your direction.
Well, you know what? Let's do that two more times.
Blast it!
Natural 20.
Shout out to our cosmic crit to start off the campaign. We're gonna look at that 12, the previous attack. This one's gonna be your first awesome attack. Cosmic crit, max damage, critical hit. The first one is like a target acquisition shot. And the second one, you absolutely torpedo this thing's brain pan.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough damage to destroy this robot. It blasts in a big old fiery shoot of cartoonish sparks. A Patreon shout out to our patrons, folks that are listening to this first, likely. We can hear a lot of Cosmic Crit first. I don't have one set up, but if you want to support us on patreon.com, you can write your own personal shout outs. And I will read them. I will read them whenever someone gets a natural 20. There's a lot more crits in second edition, so we probably won't do it for every crit, because you can crit on like a 17, an 18, a 19, but definitely on the 20s. So that's one robot down, and we're on to Drew next with Scally.
Let's see. I do have one more action, I don't know what I want to do with it. So
nothing else fun.
Yeah, I'll just I'm gonna move back behind my friends. let them stand in the front for a little bit.
Uh-oh. There's so many hallways here, Jabert. There's so many hallways.
Oh no, wait, can I see down the other hallways?
Do you wanna make a perception check?
Sure, yeah. Uh-oh. I don't like this one bit. A 10.
You hear sounds from behind you as soon as you move up here to the north. Or you don't have to move if you want to.
That's cool. I don't mind getting up close and personal with a robot.
That one might be outside of your guys, or there might be some outside of your field of vision you can't see right now, but you got some coming in your direction. Drew, you're next. Scally, I think hopefully you can see this one to the southwest, Drew. That's within the light of Cry.
I do have a question. Mm-hmm. And also, Scally has dim light vision. So, I'm seeing a lot of references to, quote, first range increment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What does that mean?
So, I mean, this is the same in regular Starfinder.
Is it just the range of the gun? Is the question? Okay. If they just said the range of your weapon makes sense, first range increment makes it seem like some new.
It's not, but it's the same thing. If you're shooting outside your range increment, that's your second range increment, and that gives you a negative to your shot.
That all makes sense.
And some weapons might be, you know, if you're firing some kind of like crazy laser space drill, it might be only up until a certain range. Some say specifically like this is only good until like 30 feet or whatever. But if you have a laser pistol, that's like a regular weapon.
Yeah. So speaking of the laser pistol, we're going to point it at this robot down the hall and we're going to shoot it.
It worked for Jabert, so I would say try it again.
That's a 23 to hit.
Oh yeah, that's a hit.
For 5 points of damage.
Okay, this is a powerful shot. It does seem to pierce through its kind of lighter outer plating, and you see sparks coming off of it, but it is still operational as it looks down, kind of gestures down at its chest to the wound, and then like back up to you.
then we'll shoot it again.
Ow, it is awake. Ow, it is awake. Malfunction detected.
Help me. Ooh, Isaac Asimov. No.
Yeah, so second attack, minus 5. So not a hit. Anything you want to do with your third action? You can take a third attack if you want. We're
going to do it one more time.
How crazy is this?
Even more of a
third attack.
Even more of a thing.
Second edition is all about them crit fishing. So you roll a 17 on the dice. That is a hit, and it had exactly 3 hit points left. So that is another dead robot. Nice. Boop, boop. Zingo is up next. And like I said, maybe you can't see them. And it might be also the way this map is set up. But you hear some coming from the northern directions as well, Rebecca.
Okay, for what it's worth, I have low light vision. if they're in dim light due to the light.
How far? You have a light on as well. I think you would be able to see one to the corner that you're kind of staring down, the northeast corridor. You see another robot that direction. I'll bring him closer so you can see him in the light. Boom. He's not on you, but it's this one.
Okay, I'm going to use get him. Say get him. And then I'm going to shoot at it.
A classic.
Lead by example.
A Starfinder. Classic. Please don't crit my robots. I would love to take a turn. Please be kind to your GM. Oh, no.
It's a 22. Well, 23 with get him. The, 22. It takes a penalty to AC and reflex saves. Yeah. However, with lead by example, I also get damage bonus and everybody else gets damage bonus if I hit.
So. Yeah, so that is a hit, not a crit. How much damage is it with the bonus?
So an additional 3 damage, so 6 damage altogether.
Okay, it's still up, even though you scored a pretty awesome blow here. What would you like to do? Do you have a third action?
Well, I had to pull out my gun, right?
Oh, if you didn't have one ready and raring to go like Scally, then yes.
Yep.
Tyler.
All right. Do people want more light? I can have up to like 4 light spells going at one time.
Ooh. Oh, that's the good stuff. I mean, I love light.
Then
I said it like that, but
I love that. It is true. You got the lights on in your room right now. I've never seen you in complete darkness before. Like, I've never seen Clark Kent and Superman in the same room. I've never seen Jabert in a deep, dark cave where no light penetrates from the surface. I don't even know what you would look like that, Jabert. It's so
I can attach the light to Verdunth.
Ooh.
So that they're also throwing 20 feet.
Yeah. Anything else? Any third action?
Oh, my third action would be to sustain the spells.
Okay. Lighten up the stage. All right. You hear these robots whir down the corridors, and another one pops up from the northwest corridor, right up to one goes right up to Scally, Verdunth, and Cry. Another one up to our favorite Skittermander, Zenko. Let me make some attacks. I'm going to attack with a maintenance robot here. I'm going to stay back a little bit with this maintenance robot. I want to do a mix of ranged and melee attacks. So this one's going to shoot at you, Rebecca. Going to shoot at you with this welding torch. I don't know how a welding torch fires fireballs, but it's doing it. It's going to try. But it does have to move forward a little bit. And boom. First attack. 18 on the dice. What is your armor class?
17.
It's just a hit. 18.
That's good.
On the dice. And it's just a little bit of fire damage as you're scorched with some... Well, it's max damage. So scorched with 5 points of fire as a big old glob of kind of fiery molten plasma comes in your direction. I'll make a second attack, but I got to roll pretty well. That is going to be a 13 on the second attack is going to be a miss. And this one is going to move up and I'm going to make a couple attacks. Let's see who he's going to attack. He's got the 3 of you guys right next to it. It's going to throw its first attack against Scally and the second against Cry. So it's coming in with just a big old crushing claw. Scally, this is likely a miss. I rolled a 6 on the dice. What's your armor class, Drew?
17.
Yeah, big miss. Okay. I was wondering why these guys, there are so many of these robots. They're very low level. Second attack against Cry. Tyler loves making low armor class things. What's your armor class?
14.
Yeah, Tyler rolled a 17 even on the second attack, which is actually, I think, a -1 here. That is a hit. So it's the big old floating bag for... Mm-hmm. 4 points of bludgeoning damage. That's the maintenance robot's turn. So we are back to Jabert.
All right.
Got one of them right next to you.
Yes, there's one right next to me. Let me check my abilities here. Let's see. Natural grace. Oh, that would have been nice to know about the reflex save, but okay. That's just fine. All right. Let's play. Let's cast a spell here.
A mystical magical spell?
Some sort of a mystical magical spell. Indeed. I'm going to look at this robot standing here next to me, and I'm going to see into the multiverse, and I'm going to reach in with my hand and attempt to grab a critical linchpin from inside of the thing in this alternate universe and pull it out and see if I can't destroy the thing. I mean, that's not what the spell does. Never mind.
It sounded real cool. So.
It did sound real cool. Wait a minute.
You do whatever you're describing.
This sounds pretty cool. You know what? Yeah, I'll reach in there and I'll finick with its targeting system. And
what spell are you casting?
It's called Destruction Protocol.
Oh my god, that's so cool!
Yeah, it's a will save for creatures with the construct or tech trait.
Oh, and you're just assuming that robots are technological or.
DC Tech. 17 is the yeah.
Do robots famously good willpower. What's the DC we're looking to hit?
17.
I rolled a 13, and that is still a fail.
All right, so I can
absolutely their worst save.
On its next turn, I can direct it to stride and then strike.
Ooh.
So let's see, which direction is the other one that's shooting at us?
It's like right.
Oh, okay.
It's closer to Zinko. Okay. All right. Is there a third action you want to do?
The third action. Yeah, I'll shoot my gun. I'll shoot my gun at this guy.
Okay.
I love shooting my gun.
Yeah, you got lead by example from Zinko.
Yeah. Oh, boo. You know what? I think that deserves a reroll.
Hero point.
13.
With the lead by example, believe it or not, that is a hit.
Ho-ho!
But nice. Only with the lead by example.
All right. And then you said there's a bonus to damage with lead by example as well?
Yes, but it doesn't matter because it had 2 hit points left. So another robot dead. He rolled 4 at least right now. So great. All right. Then that takes us to Drew Scally.
All right. So is this robot still
Yes, it seems to be malfunctioning even more so than it was when it was walking into a wall, but it is still up. Does still look a little dangerous.
Okay, well, my first action is going to be to reload my gun, which I believe is a one action?
A classic single action, I believe so.
And then I also have a battle glove equipped. Mm-hmm. I'm going to punch this robot with the battle glove.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Punchy Robot, so this will be your first attack with a punch. Yes.
19 to hit.
That is a hit, so.
3 points of damage.
Do you have a strength bonus for your character? I haven't really dug in Skelly because it is not. Yes, it should be this plus 1 because it looks like you have a strength of 12. Plus 1. You'll figure out how to add that in, but that is 4 damage from that. And what do you want to do for your second action?
I'm going to punch it again.
Third action. Okay. Ooh, this one's going to be a mesh because it looks like you rolled a 7 on the dice. Zinko, we're back to you. 3 robots down, one still up.
I'm going to shoot at it. Do I need to move to get around my friends?
If you want a clean shot, yeah.
Where do I need to move from or move to?
You can move on the other side of Cry Cry. There's some room over there in the hallway. Back by the elevator.
Like over here? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I'm going to get him on this one and... Mm-hmm.
Single shot.
Shoot at it. 23 to hit.
Yeah. That is another critical hit from you. 18 on the dice. But yeah, that would have been able to kill it by itself. Not even including your bonus damage. That means another dead robot, and we are out of combat.
Yay!
Hey, hey, ho, hey, ho.
Cosmic Crit. The Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.